Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While it's been such a long time since the last recession, that one was such a particularly bad one that business owners stay concerned about the looming threat of another one. Our next guest's company was founded during that Great Recession, so his perspective on how to survive and adapt may be useful. And that's why we've invited him on the show. Chris Manley is CEO and co-founder of Ngenius, a digital marketing agency, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
So, Chris, before we get started on the topic, tell us a little bit about your company and how it got started.
We got started in the beginning of 2008, really with a focus on serving the small business community. We saw a lot of companies in our sector were serving much larger businesses. They were getting into software development, and we saw a really big need in the small business community for solid marketing and digital marketing strategies. Being millennials ourselves, we saw that as an opportunity to really focus on digital marketing exclusively, learn kind of how is digital marketing changing the way business works, the way we market, the way we communicate to our audiences. That's where we focused ever since.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this Great Recession, and you guys started right in the middle of it. What were your challenges during that recession?
Of course, sales was a challenge, particularly being a new business, not having a whole lot of credibility at the beginning, not a big portfolio of clients that we'd already worked with. We certainly found some clients. We had our first client within about 7 days of actually hanging our shingle on the door, so to speak. But finding enough business was certainly a challenge. Finding businesses that were willing to invest in marketing was another challenge. And of course, we were a young company. We were young people. And so we were able to, neither my business partner at the time or myself had kids at the time. And so we didn't have quite the demands that a new entrepreneur might have today if they were a little bit older and had a family. So we were able to survive through that time. What it taught us during that time was how to be minimalist, how to have a company where we're literally shoestringing or bootstrapping ourselves to success.
Now, over the years, we've talked to a lot of marketing agencies. One of the things that they've told us over and over again is that when bad times hit, companies always want to cut their marketing budgets first. Now, is that something that you experienced as well?
That is something that we saw in some companies. In other companies, they continue spending marketing the same way that they were before. And I think part of their strategy and really what we saw as a result of that was companies that picked up a greater market share during downturns because they realized that there's still a market for their product. There's still people buying that product. And so at a time where there may be fewer people buying, but there's still people out there to purchase that product, it's even more important to reach those people. What we found with some companies was they were doubling down on their marketing efforts and really keying in on focused marketing strategies to secure the right number of new clients or new customers they need. And that actually really helped some of those companies because during the recession, they certainly survived. But when they came out of the recession, unlike some of their counterparts who cut their marketing budgets back and saw that as an expendable resource, they had a much higher percentage of market share at that point to enter a much better market, which certainly has paid off in the long run.
Could you share a couple of tips for our business owners in the audience? Maybe some smart ways to spend their digital marketing money?
I think one of the most important things with digital marketing funds in spending them and budgeting them and focusing on strategy is start somewhere. I think you can spend a lot of time planning and preparing, and certainly there's a level of that that is important. But it's also important to dip your toes in the water, to try some stuff out, and understand that it's the scientific method. You start with a hypothesis. You start with a theory of if we purchase ads that are focused on these keywords, then that's going to yield X result. Well, you try that, and you see what happens. You measure the results over the next month, 2 months, 3 months, and see to what extent did that work. And then you tweak. You come up with a slightly different hypothesis, and you test that theory again. And so one of the most important things to understand about digital marketing is it's not a one-size-fits-all. You certainly have to keep an eye on it. You can't just put it on autopilot.
Well, Chris, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Chris Manley is CEO and co-founder of Ngenius, in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.